Anna Kiss and the Black Bearded Boy. There was once a young girl who lived with her father, a woodcutter. Their home was a tumble-down shack, and a gap-toothed axe was the only tool they owned. A lame old horse and mule were their transport. But, as wise folk say, a rich family's fortune is in its herds, a poor family's in its children. And true enough, whenever the old woodcutter gazed upon his daughter, who was only 9, he forgot all his cares and woes. The girl's name was Anna Kiss, and she was so clever that people came from miles around to ask her advice. One day, the woodcutter loaded his horse with a pile of logs and told the girl, "I'm going to the market and will be home by dusk. If I sell my logs, I'll bring you a little present." "May good luck be with you, father," she replied. The woodcutter went on his way, arriving on time at the bazaar. He stood to one side and waited for buyers for his wood, but no one came. Finally, a rich boy came strutting through the market, showing off his silk robe and stroking his black beard. Catching sight of the poor man and his wood-laden horse, he called, "Hey, old fellow, how much do you want for your logs?" "A single tanga, sir." "Will you sell your wood exactly as it is?" the boy asked with a sly grin. The woodman nodded slowly, unsure of what he meant. "Here is your coin," said the boy. "Bring your horse and follow me." When they came to the boy's big house, the poor man went to unpack the logs from the horse's back. But the boy shouted in his ear, "Stop! I bought the wood exactly as it is, which means the horse belongs to me, since it's carrying the wood. If you're not happy with this, we'll go to the judge to decide." As wise folk say, just as a bad master can turn a steed into a useless nag, so a bad judge can turn right to wrong. And so it was. Having heard the two complaints, the judge stroked his beard, glanced at the boy's silk robe, and gave his verdict. The woodcutter had got what he deserved. It served him right for agreeing to the terms. The rich man laughed in the woodcutter's face, and he, poor man, trudged wearily home to tell his tale to Anna Kiss. "Never mind, father. Tomorrow I'll go to the market," she said. "Who knows, I may be luckier than you." Next day, at dawn, she loaded up the mule with logs and made her way to the bazaar. There she stood beside the mule until the same boy approached her. "Hey, girl, how much do you want for your wood?" he called. 2 tangas, she replied. "And will you trade it exactly as it is?" he said. "Certainly," she replied, "if you pay the money exactly as it is." "Sure," said the boy, holding out his hand to show her 2 gold coins. "Follow me." The same thing happened to her as to her father, but she did not mind. As the boy smilingly paid her 2 coins, she stood her ground. "Sir," she said, "you bought my wood just as it is, and you have my mule together with the wood. But you gave your word to pay the price exactly as it is. So now I want your arm as well." The boy was taken aback. His beard shook with rage as he cursed her, but she did not yield. At last, they set off together to the judge. He heard the complaint, yet this time he could not help the boy. He had to pay 2 tangas for the wood and another 50 for his arm. Handing over the money before the judge, he told the girl, "You outwitted me this time, but a sparrow cannot match a hawk. I bet you cannot tell a bigger lie than I can. I'll put 500 on it. You put the 50 I paid you, and whichever lie the judge says is bigger, wins the bet. What do you say?" "Done," said Anna Kiss. Winking to the judge, the rich boy began his tale. "One day, before I was born, I found 3 ears of corn in my pocket and tossed them through the window. Next morning, my yard had become a field of corn so thick and tall, it took riders 10 days to find the way through. And then, 40 of my best goats were lost in the corn. No matter how hard I searched, I could not find them. They had vanished without a trace. In late summer, when the corn was ripe, my laborers gathered the harvest in and the flour was ground. Rolls were baked and I ate one, all fresh and hot. And what do you think? Out of my mouth leaped one goat, followed by a second and a third. Then one by one, out came all 40 beasts, bleating hard. How fat they had become, each one bigger than a 4-year bull. When the bai fell silent, even the judge sat open-mouthed. But anarchist did not turn a hair. "Sir," she said, "with such wise men as you, lives can be truly grand. Pray, listen now to my humble tale." And she told her story. "Once I planted a cotton seed in my garden, and do you know, next day a cotton bush had grown right up to the clouds. It cast a shadow as far as 3 days' journey across the sands. When the cotton was ripe, I picked and cleaned it and sold it at the market. With the money I received, I bought 40 camels, loaded them with silks, and bade my brother take the caravan to Samarkand. Off he went, dressed in his best silk robe, but I had no news from him for 3 whole years. Only the other day did I hear he had been robbed and slain by a black-bearded bai. I gave up all hope of finding the villain. Yet now, by chance, I have discovered him. It is you, bai, for you are wearing my brother's best silk robe." On hearing the words, the smiles disappeared from the two men's faces. What was the judge to do? If he said the story was a whopping lie, the bai would lose 500 gold coins. That was the bet. Yet if he said she spoke the truth, that was even worse. She would claim compensation for her brother and, besides, for 40 camels loaded with rich silks. The bai roared like a wounded bull. "It's a lie. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Take your 500 tongas, take my silk robe and leave me in peace." With a smile, anarchist counted out the coins, wrapped them in the robe, then walked back home. Fearing for his daughter, the woodcutter was waiting anxiously at the door to greet her. How he hugged her, not even remarking on the missing mule. "Father, I sold our mule with all the logs exactly as it was." "Oh, my poor child," he muttered, "so that hard-hearted bai has swindled you as well." "But I received a fair price for the wood," she said quietly, and she handed him the silken robe. "This is a handsome robe," he said sadly, "but what good is it to me? Without our horse and mule, we shall starve to death." Thereupon, anarchist unrolled the robe before her father's astonished gaze, and the golden coins showered upon the floor. Then she told him the tale of her adventures at the town. He laughed and cried in turn, listening to her tale. She ended the story thus: "Father, where the rich keep their fortune, so the poor keep their cunning. A girl's wise head is better than a man's full purse."